It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immu Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Talk about all things healthy. And Amber, sounds like a lot of eating going to be going on in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. And that kind of stretches into the next couple of months, really, between Thanksgiving and Christmas and
that does.
New Year's.
Kind of kick it off here on Thursday and keep eating until the end of the year.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Through that New Year's Eve party.
That's right.
Of course, you wanted to talk a little bit about blood sugar today in relation to all this eating that people are going to be doing.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of times we think of blood sugar as being only relevant to people who have diabetes or pre-diabetes. But really, regulating blood sugar is important for every single one of us. So it's an important topic for everybody to consider, because the kind of fluctuation that our blood sugar has can impact our energy levels. The amount of times our body needs to increase insulin can impact inflammation in our body. So really, this is relevant for everybody, especially relevant if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes. But the holidays are full of the thing that raises our blood sugar, and that is delicious carbohydrates.
How do I tell if my blood pressure or my blood, not blood pressure, my, sorry.
That's also a time to be mindful of that.
Another subject for another day. My blood sugar is up or down or where it's at. If I'm not diabetic, obviously I don't monitor it. So
yeah.
How do I know?
A lot of times those energy fluctuations, and you and I were talking about one before we came on the air here about Thanksgiving afternoon. Everybody sits down for that big Thanksgiving nap afterward, and then they say, oh, it's all the tryptophan in that turkey. And it's not the tryptophan in the turkey that's making you tired. It's the massive amount of food that you just ate and then sat down to watch a football game or one of your favorite holiday movies or whatever it might be.
Or probably all those political arguments you just had at the table wore
maybe,
you right out.
Maybe a little emotionally exhausted after all of that too. Absolutely. So like I mentioned, the thing that raises our blood sugar is really carbohydrates. So if you think about your favorite foods at Thanksgiving, most of them are probably carbohydrates. What are some of your favorites?
Turkey, dressing, lefse, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, maybe if somebody's made that.
Yeah.
Some biscuits, maybe milk, coffee.
You got it. And most of those are carbohydrates. So when we think about
there you go.
When we think about all the carbs that we have at Thanksgiving, it is those mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, lefse, cranberries or cranberry sauce, another carbohydrate, pie, stuffing, cookies, milk, corn, biscuits. All of those things are carbohydrates. So I'm certainly not here to tell you not to eat them, right? They're
good,
delicious.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, and I'll be right there next to you. It's certainly not that we can't have those foods. They're not bad foods. Again, it's always important for us to remember we don't label foods as good versus bad. And it's okay to be among family, to have a little bit more than you would normally have. That's perfectly fine. But I think it's helpful sometimes for us to know what we can do to mitigate the effect of those carbohydrates a little bit. So one of the biggest things we can do, and nobody wants to hear this at Thanksgiving, but I'm going to say it anyway, and then you can ignore it and listen to the rest of the things, but watch your portions. So portion control of some of those carbohydrate foods can be a huge help. It just means instead of taking a whole cup of mashed potatoes and a whole cup of candied carrots and a whole cup of sweet potatoes and a whole cup of stuffing and having this like massively overloaded plate, we just cut down a little bit on the amount of each of those things.
Maybe you just put a little bit of gravy on the potatoes instead of smothering everything.
Exactly. It's some of those little things that we can make changes to. And then really, if we slow down with eating, we're going to feel full a little bit more quickly too. So those smaller portions are going to be more impactful. Sometimes around Thanksgiving or the holidays, we fill up this plate and then we kind of rush through it so that we can get back to get another plate before the food is gone.
Right.
Yeah. Avoiding that mentality and just kind of slowing down with our food. Also, if you don't really enjoy it, skip it for something that you genuinely enjoy. So if you're only taking the stuffing or dressing because it's sitting there and not because you actually enjoy the taste of it and enjoy eating it, then leave it for somebody else. Take more of the potatoes or take something that you actually look forward to eating at the holiday. So you don't have to take it just because it's sitting there.
Then the cook might be insulted, though.
You know, I know there's always those challenges, but I promise you plenty of people are going to be eating any of the food that gets put out. Another thing that you can do is pairing foods together. So there are three things that help keep our blood sugar from raising too high and raising high too quickly. And those three things, kind of in order of effectiveness, are fat, protein, and fiber. So when we think about fat, some gravies, butter, olives, the fat on your meat, if you have something that has eggs or is egg-based, nuts, all of those different fats can make a big difference in helping reduce how high your blood sugars go. So anytime we pair a carbohydrate and a fat, we reduce the impact on our blood sugar. Protein will do the same thing to some extent. It's not quite as effective because protein still gets stored as glycogen in our body, and glycogen can get turned back into glucose, and glucose is sugar that raises our blood sugar. So protein is less effective, but is still effective. And that's like our turkey, ham, any other meat that you're having, nuts, all of that kind of stuff. And then fiber is coming from those vegetables. So sweet potatoes and squash absolutely are phenomenal sources of fiber. Super important to think about how they were cooked. If you're having candied yams, the fiber is going to be less impactful because you've got all of this extra added sugar to go along with it that was made in the cooking process. So, you know, maybe loading up a little bit more on the non-starchy vegetables, things like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, carrots, again, not candied carrots, a salad if there is one. All of those things can be a really effective way to get in some great fiber and also just nutrients, which sometimes are lacking a little bit in some of the other things that we're eating. You can also avoid or limit drinking your sugar. So when we think about this time of year, a lot of people like to have hot cider. They like to have hot chocolate. Alcohol is probably a big one this time of year, too, to get you through some of those family political conversations. So all of those things, though, contain sugar, and all of those things are going to raise your blood sugar. So it's not, again, that you can't have those, but if you're having several cups of those sugary beverages on top of all of those other carbohydrates that you're eating for the day, that can just really have a big impact on blood sugars, on energy level, and maybe not make you feel the greatest going into the evening and into the next day.
How about a nice big glass of milk?
You know, milk is a tricky one because milk, depending on, I know you are not a fan of skim milk, which you have previously referred to as white water.
White water, yes.
So skim milk is probably going to have the biggest carb effect on your body because there's not really any, there's no fat in it to slow that down. There is protein. But really, when we think about helping people with diabetes or prediabetes manage their blood sugar levels, milk counts as a carb. So if you have 2% or whole milk, that's going to have less of an impact on blood sugar than something like skim milk would. But it is still an additional carb to your meal.
My meal is just
it's a little high carb.
Pretty high carb.
But you're not alone. You're not alone. I would say that's pretty typical.
Maybe how about a glass of water with it instead?
You know, having a glass of something you enjoy, whether it's milk, juice, cider, hot chocolate, wine, whatever it might be, and then switching over to water, herbal tea, coffee is another option as long as you don't load it up with sugar, which
I
know
I don't put sugar in my coffee, no.
So that kind of stuff can be good, you know, after you've had that one, maybe two glasses of more sugary beverages.
Okay.
And then, you know, other things that are not food related that we tend to not think about as much sometimes, but mindfulness. Yoga in particular has been shown to help control blood sugars. I know people are a little resistant to it, but yoga can be a really effective tool. But other physical activity too, just going for a walk, with that mindfulness, being mindful before your meal, moving around after your meal can all have a big impact.
I like yoga. Blueberry.
No, I think we're talking about different things.
Oh, is that, that's yogurt.
Yogurt.
Okay,
a little
mind.
Different.
Okay,
a little
got
different.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Well, Amber, a lot of good advice there as we head into the holidays. And if they have any questions for you or want just good nutrition advice, how can they find you?
Yep. You can go online. You can find me at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook if you just look up Immune Nutrition.
Sounds good. And you put some good posts on there, too, with some good tips throughout the week. So they can check that out and read those. And
you got it.
Be informed.
Absolutely. I'll put some fall recipes up on there for everyone, too.
And stay healthy.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Amber. You have a great Thanksgiving. And we will talk to you again next week on Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.